Well, I found out, I actually worked out this week why Andy is so busy. I had first-hand experience of Andy's life.
Do
you know how? So I signed up to the Nextdoor app. Oh, my God. That thing spams you constantly. Andy, you have now, I mean, walk a mile in Andy's shoes, you know, and then you're a mile away and you've got his shoes, obviously. But, you know, I know all about block paving sheds.
the local gardeners.
The local gardeners.
Who doesn't wear a mask? Like, last summer was the Ice Cream man that didn't wash his hands between serving. Like
the best one.
People that couldn't see hand sanitizer in his van.
Yeah, the best one was from this guy. His picture's very bright and jolly of him. And I can't even remember his name, but his name is something the entertainer. Just Google me, you'll find me. And and he said, and in fairness, that was the only bad thing the only negative thing I've got to say about him. But nonetheless, you know, if you're an entertainer, you've got to advertise yourself, right? But he said, does anybody know which vaccine they're rolling out a Bath race course, because I'm going to be getting a second dose while I'm in the US and I need to make sure I get the same one. That sounds absolutely fair, right? You know, because you're not supposed to mix your AstraZeneca with your Pfizer and your Sputnik with your whatever.
Did the pitchforks come out?
Yeah. Jesus Christ, like 90% of them were, well, don't believe everything you read about the Pfizer one. There's nothing wrong with it, blah, 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 blah. And then someone else said, you know, the Pfizer one was made with gene splicing and that's going to fuck you up. And, blah, blah, blah. And then another one said, well, I can tell you as an expert, blah, 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 blah. No, he just wanted to know which one they were doling out. Not, oh my God, it was like watching a car crash.
There are some things you can actually just, you see coming a mile off and you're just like, oh my days. And in my neighborhood, I actually had that. Someone said, you know, what vaccine are they doing at the local, place that's doing it, because they didn't want the AstraZeneca one. And this was the same day that Europe sort of put a halt on it,
Oh, yeah, it was only last week or so, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. And so, honestly, it was the same thing. It's like, you know, why would you stop it? You know, do you not understand the importance of this? Like, what makes you the expert on this? It was just horrendous. it is proper car crash reading sometimes.
Yeah. This guy, the entertainer, he came in like three times, said, no, I just need to know which one it is. I don't care. And then, you know, a couple of comments later, no, I just need to know which one. And then you could tell he just sort of like gave up after that.
I feel sorry that there's a local lady who got a parking fine for parking at one of the local parks around here, and she basically said, can you believe I got a parking ticket and such and such? It was, you know, I didn't see any signs warning of the parking, and as soon as I read that, I was like, oh God, help you. They've literally been advertising that they were going to start charging for parking since last year. And you know, she was saying that she didn't see it, and everyone's like, you have to walk past the ticket machines to get into the park. I was just like, this poor, you know, 165 comments later, and she's like, well, I'm saying I didn't see it.
Yeah, sometimes you have to pick the arena in which to have your battle, right? Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like that meme, isn't it? It's like you go on next door and it's like, I see you have chosen death.
But, you know, I can see why you rave about it, Andy. Well, partly because of the entertainment value.
Oh, it's all entertainment.
Partly because I know at some point I'm going to need someone to, you know, erect my shed in my garden and stuff like that.
Yeah,
whatever.
Get someone local. Shop local,
yeah,
people.
Exactly. But, dear God, will the notifications please stop?
Yeah.
You know, it's like This week on Next Door, block paving. No.
Oh, dear.
Oh, well.
Well, just before we go off the topic, there's lots of talks about Pfizer and all that kind of stuff on Nextdoor, but the one that caught my attention this morning as I opened out was, there are inconsiderate professional dog walkers in my area. So I'm sure that's something you can't say. Description: two women, one with multicolored trousers, black coat and white hair, the other with a green cap and camouflage jacket. If that isn't a sort of like a new, you know, female version of the Black Panthers, I don't know what is. Many others also do not pick up their poo, but these tend to be macho men who think it's uncool to clean up after their dog. For these types, there is no hope.
Do you know, it's literally, it's like a copy and paste in different areas. I bet we could...
Copy-pasta.
Yeah, copy paste. I reckon we could, because I have the exact same, you know, comments in my area about dog walkers and, you know, not picking up their mess.
You know what it is? It's Nextdoor HQ seeding these stories.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I think. You know, forget all your conspiracies about vaccines and aliens and flat earth and all that sort of thing. It's bloody Nextdoor. Nextdoor HQ. They're tapping in... you know, poo found here, and you know, I didn't see the parking tickets, and parking ticket machines.
Do you know what's funny is you joke about that, but many moons ago in a different world, I was at a startup that was a social network, and this was before Facebook.
Before social networks were even a thing.
Yeah, before Facebook sort of went mainstream, and it was quite popular in everywhere apart from the UK because Friends Reunited had that. And it got to the stage where, you know, we did have a UK site that was launched and, you know, there was some traffic, you know, we're getting the stats on a, you know, weekly basis, interactions, posts and stuff like that. And it came to the stage where it's like, look, you know, we're not getting many click-throughs, you know, we're not making the money, we're not getting all this. Back then it was all about ad revenue and stuff like that, you know, impressions on the page. And what we did, we actually called in the ghostwriters that we had. Long story short, it turned out that it was actually the ghostwriters interacting with each other, and we had no organic clients at all. It was absolutely brilliant. So we're literally paying people to use this site that you know, we were trying to make money from. It's a great thing about startups is you know, there's loads of those sort of great ideas that go nowhere, but you get a good story out of it.
So, literally, in the last few seconds, Nextdoor, top post, potential Royal Mail tech scams. In the past 2 days, dude, both my wife and I have received text messages.
I'm not even joking. I have the exact same thing on
the... Please, does it say in the last 2 days, both my wife and I?
It doesn't say my wife and I, but Royal Mail scam again. A text from Royal Mail to say my parcel had a $2.99 charge, it would be returned to sender. There's another one. Royal Mail tech scam. Hi, everyone. Sharing this in an attempt to ensure people don't fall for this scam. It's like my days. It's like daily thing. Like five people a day post this.
Yeah. I don't know. I blame you, Andy.
Yeah, well, good fun. It's when you get onto TikTok, we can.
I was going to say, you've got Jav addicted to TikTok and me addicted to Nextdoor. I mean,
right, next on the list, I'm going to get Graham onto Snapchat, and you wait. You see a picture, you know, the picture with his tongue out and the big puppy ears.
You hear that, Graham? Andy's coming for you. Anyway, let's move on. We spent